Open eye in the shotgun with Wheaton. Takes the snap. Rolls near side right. Throws. It's caught. Touchdown, Greg Little. And the Browns lead.
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio. This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Here's Wheaton. Play action fake. Looking. Throwing. Wide open. Touchdown. It's Obadiah.
And now, here are your hosts, Vic Carucci and Nathan Zagora.
I have decided that we'll start Jason Campbell this week. It's a tough decision. I believe that this is in the best interest of the team ultimately and gives us the best chance to win. And I'm excited to see what Jason will do with this opportunity.
There you have it. The head coach of the Browns, Rob Chudzinski, announcing a short while ago what probably was mostly expected, and that is that Jason Campbell replaces Brandon Wheaton as the starting quarterback for the Browns. And that is the news that we are going to deal with for the next couple of hours, to say the least, for the rest of the week, probably for the better part of the coming weeks, to see where this quarterback story turns. The short of it is this. Brandon Wheaton left Rob Chudzinski no choice. He performed poorly enough in his last two outings, especially that second half against Detroit, the entire game against Green Bay, to make this move a must, to make it a slam dunk the way I saw it. And Rob Chudzinski revealed today that he had made this decision on Monday, made official today. He has informed both quarterbacks. And it came down to that, and it came down to looking at the alternative. And, of course, the only healthy alternative he has is Jason Campbell, who is big, who is strong, who has the strong arm that is a quality that we knew Brandon Wheaton to have. Some would argue that he could throw actually a longer, stronger ball, more velocity, more mobility than Wheaton. And those are the strong points, and that's what the focus is right now. We are going to break it down, and I know, I'm positive, because this is what he does as well as he does so many other things. My partner here, Nathan Zagora, is going to also give us a numbers perspective on all this, plus your thoughts, Nathan. We're not surprised.
Not surprised at all. Let's go ahead and just start from the beginning right now. And it's a start over, the third quarterback starting of the season for the Browns in eight games, the 20th starting quarterback since 1999 for this Cleveland Browns team. And the Jason Campbell era begins, and it begins basically right now with a very tough matchup. But what I'm guessing that they are looking for with Jason Campbell is a little bit of a boost in terms of the freshness of it. I think it was clear. We talked a little bit about whether or not it was professional or not. It seemed that the team had decided they didn't want Brandon Wheaton as their quarterback. The head coach has now made that same decision. And you're going to go with Jason Campbell. A little bit more mobile than Brandon Wheaton. Definitely a slower release, but hopefully a quicker decision maker than Brandon Wheaton. And, you know, I was talking today with somebody, the kid, who I bring up from time to time on this show. And we were talking about Wheaton, and we were going back and saying, you know, his best game may have been the game against Buffalo, and trying to figure out why that was. And this is a theory that just kind of popped into my head as we were talking about it. He wasn't prepared to start in that game. He didn't go through everything in practice that game. He basically was put out there and in many cases had to just react and deal. I wonder if Brandon Wheaton, I think his biggest limitation comes between his ears, because when he's had the week to practice, it's almost like you can see him going through what he's thinking he should be going through from practice while he's on the field, and you don't have that time in the NFL.
Right.
So I think Jason Campbell, they're going to count on him, a guy who's a veteran, who's been out there, who's had success. He's had success in Oakland. He had some success in Washington, to come in and to be provide a little bit of a spark. Is it going to be easy for Jason Campbell this week? No, it is not going to be easy for Jason Campbell this week, but you hope that Jason Campbell can come in and provide at least some quickness, because to me, when I go back to the biggest differences between, you know, the Brian Hoyer era and the Brandon Wheaton era, it was just quickness of decision making. Were they always the right decisions? No, but it was done quickly and efficiently and effectively, and that's what we have to hope we get from Jason Campbell, and clearly they've decided to make a decision. He gives them a little bit more ability in the pocket, which I think is good, can maybe extend some plays or make something out of nothing at times. It's a Jason Campbell era, and it begins this Sunday against the Kansas City Chiefs at Arrowhead.
There's something to that spontaneity thing you just talked about that I think has some validity, because I think it got down to this, though, with Brandon Wheaton, whether regardless of how much or how little he was preparing for a game. Brandon Weeden never saw the big picture that a quarterback right. needs to see. I think he completely stayed within that baseball player self that he was, the pitcher that he was, and never escaped from that. I don't think when he got on the field, he ever really recognized the gravity of what a football game involves. I think on a game-to-game basis, he sees football the way he see or saw baseball, which is long season, a lot of games, and so what if you have some bad outings and bad plays here and there? You got time to make up for it. You don't have time to make up for it in football. Every game carries a ton of weight. You are out of the playoff picture, conceivably, in the first quarter of the season if you're not winning enough games. He did not grasp that. I don't think that ever registered with him. And I think when he had his struggles and bad moments and bad plays and interceptions, you know, we always say you want your quarterback to have a short memory about the interception, but you also don't want to have a quarterback who just doesn't think about it at all and is just somewhat oblivious to those bad plays, because I think you need that to improve. And I think that worked against him. When we put these guys side by side, Campbell and Weeden, we are going to see some similarities in this sense. Maybe Campbell will make quicker decisions than Weeden, but Campbell's very deliberate and slow windup.
Yes.
It's a long delivery, makes him so susceptible to pressure, to sacks, and I'm afraid for him in a game like this coming up in Kansas City, where they have such great outside pass rushers, Tom Bahaly, Houston on the other side, that they are going to put a lot of pressure on him, that they are going to be able to take advantage of the fact, of course, that it's a noisy place and the Browns offensive linemen aren't going to hear the signals that are being called and so forth. Communication is going to be a challenge. And that his deliberate and long-developing throws are going to work against them with pressure and work against them with coverage.
When you look at his start last year on the road for the Chicago Bears against San Francisco 49ers, he was sacked 6 times in that game. He averaged 4.9 yards per attempt, 1 touchdown, 2 interceptions. So there, you could see a similar situation where he gets sacked a lot. But to me, it's the fact of the matter is this team was not going anywhere with Brandon Weeden. Jason Campbell cannot be worse. I mean, if he can, it's really bad. But they're just looking for a change, and the change comes in the form of Jason Campbell. He had some success back in 2011 when he started with the Oakland Raiders at the beginning of that season before getting hurt. That was the year that they had to turn to Carson Palmer, if you remember, Vic. 6 touchdowns yep. in 5 starts, 4 interceptions in 5 starts. He also ran for 2 touchdowns. So he produced 8 touchdowns versus 4 interceptions. If you can get twice as many touchdowns as you do turnovers out of Jason Campbell with the Cleveland Browns, this team will be able to be more competitive than it has been so far this season.
And here's another factor in all this, why this is a big deal, a big decision, because organizationally today, Rob Chudzinski effectively put an end to Brandon Weeden's time with the Cleveland Browns. Now, he's still on the roster. He's now a backup quarterback. Yes, he could be on the field if Campbell gets hurt or if things go so bad in Kansas City that you have to pull him out. So that's what he's there for, at least for this week. And for the foreseeable future, a backup role. But he is done with this team. And I say that for two reasons. One, he was drafted here last year to be the long-term answer at quarterback. You mentioned that others in this organization, Joe Banner, Mike Lombardi, were not aboard with him being the guy. And that was what kind of weighed over his head and was sort of in the background of this season, going into the season through the offseason. But Weeden proved that he... to the coaching staff that he should get the start and got the start. And now the coaching staff, and I think they came to this conclusion a lot sooner than this officially, but they did come to the conclusion now that he can't be the guy. And the other part of this is, had Brian Hoyer stayed healthy, we know that the Weeden era would have been over by the third game at least that Hoyer started, and that was the one he got hurt. And others would argue that it might have been over in Minnesota or the following week against the Bengals. But it was pretty well over with Hoyer there, except that Hoyer gets hurt, so their hand is forced to go back to Weeden. But I think they had effectively moved on from Weeden, even though nobody officially said that. But when you're now benching Weeden It's a pronouncement. It's a statement. You're saying, look, he's just not good enough to lead this team. We're going nowhere with him at quarterback. We've got to turn the page.
And I think it's to try to help and give a spark to the team at large.
Yes.
I think that's why this is being done. It's saying, listen, we hear you. We see it ourselves. We're going to say it's time for a change. Everybody's got to be accountable. And I think there could be some other changes that come into the starting lineup as well. It's not just Brandon Whedon that, frankly, has been underperforming the last few weeks, but it is the most visible and most central point of this team that is struggling is the quarterback. So they're going to go to Jason Campbell. Couple things good about Jason Campbell. Number one, he has never thrown more interceptions than touchdown passes in a season in his NFL career. So that's good. That would
that's
be an improvement for the Cleveland Browns right off the top.
You should ring a bell there. Ding, that's
ding,
a good
ding, that's a good thing. He averages for his career 6.7 yards per attempt. That's better than Brandon Whedon has done in his last basically three seasons as a starter. Averaged over 7 yards per attempt, one of those in Washington, two of them with the Oakland Raiders. He can run around a little bit. The seasons that he's played 13 or more games, he's run for at least 185 yards in those seasons. So he's a little bit mobile, averaging over 200 yards rushing per season in those. The one thing that I'm a little bit concerned about, though, as you talked about, is the release. And last year, believe it or not, and this is a stat that I got off of Twitter from Cleve TA, last year Campbell was sacked on 10% of his dropbacks. Whedon only around 9% this season. And to me, you're asking Campbell to come in into a very, very difficult situation. And I think it's okay, though. If he comes out and has a tough game, they're going to stick with him. You're not. This isn't going to be a flip-flop back to Brandon Whedon. At least that's the sense of it
right.
that I have and you do
yep.
as well. This Kansas City defense, and we'll get into it in more detail, is very, very tough. No team has forced more three and outs this season than the Kansas City Chiefs right. with 27. They are the toughest on quarterbacks. They have the most negative plays, 51 negative plays for 280 yards lost this defense. So they are going to be very, very difficult. This is going to be a very tough matchup. And, you know, as we get this handy press handout you get every week on the team, Chiefs defensive rankings, they list every single category that you could have for a defense. They're top five in every single one of them. This is a good defense. This is a tough start. Yes, so we got, which is nice. This is a very, very difficult start and debut for Jason Campbell. But listen, folks, you're going to have Jason Campbell. Maybe they bring somebody else in as the season goes on. And in 2014, this Cleveland Browns team will have its quarterback of the future that is handpicked, hand-selected by this regime, and that will be the end of these shenanigans. At least we certainly, certainly hope it will be the end of all of these shenanigans and the turnover, the 20 quarterbacks, none with a winning record. Brian Hoyer really will be the only quarterback with a winning record amongst those 20. And he only played two games.
For the majority of fans, this is a great day because Brandon Whedon isn't the starting quarterback of the Browns. And that's really for a whole lot of people that we monitor on social media or hear from on social media, hear from in various ways, emails and such, phone calls. It's not Brandon Whedon, so they're happy. But to go to the place that this team had to go now took far more thinking beyond that, far greater thought than to just say, get Whedon out. You can't just say get Whedon out when you're the coaching staff and you've got nine games to worry about. Nine games. That's a lot of season on the schedule here. So you had to take a pretty thorough examination of what else you had available. And again, this is on your roster, Jason Campbell. This is off your roster. These are the names that have been floating out, the usual suspects, and where Vince Young's name, Tyler Thigpen's name. Now Brady Quinn was signed, by the St. Louis Rams. So those names floating about, Tim Tebow, on and on and on, as far as discussion sake. But in real conversation sake, inside the building, this team had to also look at those options, had to weigh what is the best possibility that we have as a team to get into these nine games and have some semblance of hope for success. And that was the challenge, that was the difficulty, and I think by arriving at the decision that Jason Campbell was the best option in or out of the building is telling. And now we'll see.
It's not telling a good story, by the way.
It's telling a scary story. It's telling a realistic story, though, Nathan, that in October, on October 23rd, or this week, because this decision was made on Monday, that in the matter of these last few days, this is the landscape of quarterbacking in the National Football League. When you need a guy in late October, you are in trouble. You are in real trouble. So for this team to swerve out of this slide, this skid that it's in, it is going to take a lot of doing. So we'll see how that all plays out.
We're
we're just being real here. We are just getting this thing started. It is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, a quarterback change Wednesday, and we're going to talk a lot about it. We are going to have on the show Scott Petrak in a little bit from the Elyria Chronicle-Telegram. He covers the Browns, always got some good thoughts from Scott. Sam Mellinger, a columnist for the Kansas City Star, is going to join us in hour number two to break down the Chiefs. We'll hear from him. Gerard Cherry, got to get his thoughts on this subject also in hour number two. And you, we want to hear from you. 216-578-0850, 216-578-0850. On a quarterback change Wednesday, what are your thoughts on this? Tweet us also at Browns_daily, at VICCARUCCI, at NATHANZEGURA. Love to hear from you. Just getting started, ESPN 850 WKNR.